when you had a, you know, a setting hen, the thing you put in under the chicken to, you know, the under the hen to
eggs.
What did you call that? That
old setting hen.
Yeah. Now, what did you put on? What did you call that egg though?
I don't know.
Well, did you ever? What were they made out of? Do you remember that?
Wooden eggs.
Now that was that. Were they all wooden, or were there some different?
We put wooden eggs in for nest eggs. And then we'd get the other eggs out, you know, and we know that. And that old wooden egg, if she sat on it, it wouldn't spoil it.
Did you ever see the kind that they'd buy at? You buy them at the store. I suppose you had to buy the wooden eggs, or you could make them. But the kind that kind of made out of glass or china or Delft?
Yeah, I've seen some.
What were they made of?
I don't know what they're made of.
Did you ever hear of a Delft egg or a china egg?
I don't know. Yeah, I've heard of them, but I don't think I've ever seen them.
And to get the water in from the, when you bring water into the house, you carry it in a
bucket.
And they, what was that shaped like?
It was an old big pail of a bucket.
Was it about the same size as the one you used for milking?
Yeah. Well, maybe used it for a milk bucket and a water bucket bowl.
And it was bigger, was it the same, pretty?
Big, it was smaller at the bottom than it was at the top. Or something like that rock, you know, tapered up on
the. But it was bigger than the kind you see now made out of tin or metal. They were bigger than that. And when you went out to feed the hogs, what did you call that?
Oh, it's top bucket.
Yeah, all right. Now you mentioned the baker before. Now that had the baker had legs on it.
Yeah, and 2 years and the hooks. We hooked them in there. You know, just come up here around them, had two hooks, and you hook them in the ears and you set that baker in where you want to.
I see. Now, could you, the ears, did you use that to hang it on, or?
No, yeah.
What were they for?
I hung it on if you want to. But for a baker, you just had the hooks to raise the lid and.
Oh, I see. So that's what the ears were for, to lift it up. Mm-hmm. It didn't have a handle on the top. It had the
baker didn't have no handle.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see a thing that looked like a skillet with legs on it?
Yeah, I had one here, and some of them broke. Some way or another, the panel got broke out, and I don't know what ever went with those skillets. Hit the bin, I guess, 150 years or so.
It had legs on it.
Yeah.
And did they call that anything other than a skillet?
No.
Did you ever hear that called a spider or a creeper?
Creeper, I believe, is what they call it.
I've never seen one of those, and I ask people about those, and they always tell me a baker, but a baker's different from that.
Oh, yes, a baker's different.
And what about the things you'd eat with? What were they, you know?
Well, back 100 years ago, more than that, they made them in the shop out of some kind of metal. I don't know what it was. It wasn't iron, but it was, and they was pretty good.
And what were they? You had this.
Well, it was made sort of like knife and fork now. But of course, it wasn't pretty like they are nowadays. But then they passed, and the spoons same way.
Now, how did when you finished eating? How did you? What did you do with the dishes?
We put them in a bowl, and wooden bowl, and poured. We got our water ready and washed them just like we do now in the dishpan. Sink. Wash them and then have another one, lay them over and pour the boiling water over them and then put them out to dry. Dried them and set them up.
What did you call that when you poured the boiling water over?
Rinsing.
What did you use to get, now if some food might still stick to one of those dishes, you might have to.
I don't know.
Kind of piece of cloth or rag you'd hold in your hand?
Rag.
Yeah. And then, did you dry them or did you just?
Well, we'd dry them. We had one to wash with and one to dry with. Something like that.
Did you call the one you dried with anything different?
Well, it was drying dishcloth. And they was made out of tow and flax, you know.
I see.
And they was...
And the, now later when you got water in the house, did you ever have any, did you ever have water in the house in the...
No, not till we moved here. Four, five, 6 years ago we got water in the house. See, we had a spring just on the bank, under the bank there, a spring house in the spring, and we'd just go down there, and I never thought nothing about it. Going carrying the water up the hill. It wasn't for near about for near out that tree out there. And I never thought nothing about it. Going down there and churn and take my butter out and fix my churn all the way, and I never paid no more attention to it than I do now. I hit all my house. I was stronger, of course, and I didn't pay no attention to it. I didn't have no other way. And I ain't got no way to do the best I can.
Sure, no, that's right. That, that, now that-